Up next on Downtown, time to prepare for a big college football showdown on New Year's Eve, the Cotton Bowl, a matchup between Alabama and Michigan State. And to learn more about that game, we're joined on the phone by the voice of the Spartans, George Blaha. George, thanks so much for being with us today.
Rich, happy to be on with you. Just like you, I'm excited about this game.
Absolutely. It's going to be a lot of fun, a tremendous matchup, and, boy, some key matchups to start with. Let's talk first about your Spartans and their run defense, which has been very good all season long against, well, a Heisman Trophy winner in Derrick Henry. How do you see that one shaping up?
Well, Derrick Henry is probably the biggest, strongest back that the Spartans will have played against, that's for sure. And clearly, you know, a guy who averages 153 yards a game and 6 yards a carry, basically, and weighs 240-plus pounds is difficult to bring down. And it'll take oftentimes more than one guy to do that. But the Spartans are good at gang tackling. So, you know, I like their chances. I think they're clearly a top 10 against the rush team, just as Alabama is. Matter of fact, both teams higher than that, really, if you look closely at the numbers. So it's going to be hard for either team to run the ball with a lot of success, in my opinion.
Well, on the other side of the ball, too, Alabama, a team that leads the nation in sacks, they'll try and put some pressure on Connor Cook. Can the O-line protect him, and what's going to be the key offensively?
Well, clearly, all those sacks by Bama, and they have 46 of them, but the Spartans have only allowed 17 sacks, makes for a heck of a story. And I think it will go a long way toward deciding what happens in the football game, because Connor Cook will be playing on Sunday next fall. He can make all the throws. He has a great understanding of Michigan State's offense. Whatever the defense gives him, he'll take it, and then some. So if Alabama can't get consistent pressure on him, they're probably in trouble. But the Michigan State offensive line clearly has its work cut out for him. Bama just has waves and waves of defenders. But let's understand something. Both these offensive lines are among the best in the country. Michigan State's, when the season started, was considered by many to be the best in the country. They had some guys go down during the year, but now they're all back and healthy. So they have themselves the five solid starters and a couple of guys who can come in and make plays.
We're talking with George Blaha. He's the voice of the Michigan State Spartans. They'll take on Alabama on Thursday night. George, who are a couple of guys who have to play well for the Spartans to be successful in this one?
Well, I think that's a good question. I would say that left tackle Jack Conklin on the offensive line needs to have a very good game. I also think that Aaron Burbridge, who's just an excellent receiver, he's experienced. You can throw him the ball anywhere, including in traffic for the Spartans, needs to probably have a good game. And clearly Connor Cook has to have a good game. On the defensive side, I think Shalique Calhoun has to put pressure on Alabama. Jay Coker is kind of a wild card, underrated guy here. You know, we talk about Connor Cook, and we feel like we got the best quarterback in this game, but don't go to sleep on Coker. Mm. So Shalique and company have to put pressure on him. And I think among the linebackers, all three starters, Riley Bulla in the middle and Darian Harris and John Reschke on the outside, really have to tackle well. You brought up Derrick Henry before, and there's going to be a lot of hits put on him, and these guys have to put multiple hits on him and get some help, too. But I also think Arjun Colquhoun, the Spartans' cover cornerback, has to have a good game. Calvin Ridley, a young, speedy wide receiver for Alabama, is a consistent deep threat, so he has to be covered.
What has Coach Mark D'Antonio meant to this Michigan State program?
I didn't quite hear your question.
Coach D'Antonio, what has he meant to this program?
Well, Coach D has meant everything to this program, Rich. He's the anchor. He's the glue guy. You name it. He's the reason people come to Michigan State, and he's the reason that guys play at the very top of their game each and every week. They believe in him, and they trust him, not only as a coach, but as a leader. He's demanding, but he also is the kind of guy that the players feel is on their side. So it's impossible to tell you how important he is, but however important you think he is, he's more important than that.
Of course, this is a big game for Michigan State and all your fans all around the country, but also for the Big Ten with the possibility of knocking off Alabama of the SEC 2 years in a row. What would that mean to the conference?
Well, I think it would be a great thing for the Big Ten. I think clearly if the Big Ten went away, the Big Ten's now back. There are some excellent coaches in our conference. There are an awful lot of good players in this conference and some great players. And, you know, fans in the Midwest have always been loyal to their teams. I would expect there are going to be a ton of Spartan fans in Dallas, just as there will be a bunch of Bama fans there. So in terms of what it means to the conference, you can't underestimate that either.
Well, we're looking forward to it. It should be a great game on Thursday night, a national semifinal in the Cotton Bowl in Arlington, Texas, Michigan State and Alabama getting together. George Blaha, thank you so much for making time for us today, and good luck to your Spartans. Go Sparty.
All right. Thanks very much, Rich. Happy New Year to all your listeners.